Genesis, just about faith and morals?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis.
People sometimes tell me, but the Bible is a book about faith. That's the important thing, not its history. Well, here's how I respond. The Bible's doctrine and morality can't be separated from its history and its scientific aspects. You know, without the resurrection of Jesus, there'd be no Christianity. But it's a historical fact that Jesus left the tomb on the third day and appeared to hundreds. This deals with science, but secular scientists declare it's impossible for dead men to rise. You see, the meaning of Jesus' death and resurrection depends entirely on the real history of Genesis chapter 3. A real first man, Adam, really sinned and brought physical death. Therefore, the last Adam, Jesus, really died for our sins and really was physically raised from the dead. Remember Jesus asked Nicodemus, "I've spoken to you of earthly things and you do not believe. How will you believe when I speak of heavenly things?" So if we can't trust the Bible about where it touches on science, why should we trust its gospel message?
At this time of year when we're thinking about the resurrection, have you noticed that many people doubt he rose from the dead? They no longer trust the Bible. That's one of the main topics of Ken's new DVD, State of the Nation. For your donation of any size, we'll mail you this excellent one-hour video. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS or go to the web at answersoffer.org.